Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Biden's reversing Trump-era policies that he believes compromise this nation's ability to confront the catastrophic threats of climate change. He signed executive orders today that halt new leases for oil and gas on public lands and offshore waters, mandate the federal purchase of more electric vehicles, and boost investment in green energy. He's promising this new path will lead to new training and jobs, including in communities with economies dependent on coal production. John Kerry, a former Secretary of State now serving as special presidential envoy for climate, says the president's actions today have global implications.
We have a big agenda in front of us on a global basis. And President Biden is deeply committed, totally seized by this issue, as you can tell by this executive order and by the other, the initiative of getting back into Paris immediately. That's why he rejoined the Paris Agreement so quickly, because he knows it is urgent.
On his first day in office, President Biden signed an order to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord that his predecessor argued put more burden on the U.S. and other countries and hurt American workers. One of the men arrested for the alleged conspiracy to kidnap the governor of Michigan has pleaded guilty. Dustin Dwyer from Michigan Radio reports the man has agreed to cooperate with prosecutors.
25-year-old Ty Garbin appeared in federal court in Grand Rapids and told the judge he wanted to change his plea in the kidnapping case. Garbin is one of six men facing federal charges over the alleged plot. Eight other men face charges in state court. Mark Satawa is Garbin's attorney.
This is about our client saying, look, I need to own up to what I did. It was wrong. I'm accepting responsibility. I'm sorry for having done it. And he is doing that with eyes wide open.
Garbin still faces up to life in prison for the kidnapping charge, but prosecutors say based on his pledge to cooperate with authorities, they won't object to a lesser sentence. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Grand Rapids.
The United States is calling for fighting in Ethiopia to stop. NPR's Ada Peralta reports the Biden administration also is calling for the withdrawal of Eritrean troops.
Ethiopia is an important U.S. security partner in the Horn of Africa, but the Trump administration had said very little since fighting erupted in northern Ethiopia in November. Today, the Department of State released a strongly worded statement decrying human rights violations, sexual violence, and calling for Eritrean forces to leave Ethiopia. The Ethiopian government has vehemently denied that Eritrean troops are in their country, but the State Department says they have credible reports that they have looted and assaulted refugee camps in the Tigray region. The U.S. also called for Ethiopia to open humanitarian corridors to prevent the starvation of thousands of people. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
This is NPR. U.S. stocks are sharply lower this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has fallen nearly 600 points, 1.9% at 30,338. The NASDAQ has now fallen 2.3%. S&P's also down now nearly 2.5%. French pharmaceutical giant Sanofi says it'll help produce 100 million doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the drug company says its own vaccine candidate will not be ready until the end of 2021 at the earliest.
Sanofi will fill and pack millions of doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine starting in July in an effort to help meet the huge demand. Sanofi CEO Paul Hudson told Le Figaro newspaper the company aims to help supply more than 100 million doses this year from its German plant in Frankfurt. Last month, Sanofi and Britain's GlaxoSmithKline delayed the development of their joint vaccine after it showed an insufficient immune response in older people. Since then, Sanofi has been under pressure to seek ways it can help COVID-19 vaccine developers as the pandemic intensifies in Europe and elsewhere. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
A drug company producing COVID-19 vaccines in the UK had to partially evacuate its factory today after it received a suspicious package. Within hours, the company announced it was safe for workers to return. The Ministry of Defense in Britain said a bomb disposal team was dispatched to the North Wales factory where the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine is being produced. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down nearly 600 points. This is NPR News.